You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The game of golf traces back to 15th century Scotland. And now commentator Brian O'Noonan has picked up some mint condition used clubs and finds he has a penchant for the putting green.
And a very good morning to you all. I mentioned recently that one of the highlights for 2012 for me was the miracle at Medina. And for those of you out there that are not golf fans, this refers to the final day of the Ryder Cup at Medina Golf Course here in the United States. And on that day, the European golf team staged a miraculous recovery to win back the Ryder Cup. Or, if you are an American, you might remember it as the day that America managed to snatch a glorious defeat from the jaws of certain victory. Yes, so assured were we all of an American victory that I actually texted my brother at home on the Sunday morning, and my message simply read, "Massacre at Medina." But such, of course, is the beauty and the drama of live sport that you never know. Europe was on the ropes, and then she was down for the count, and the coach was just about to throw in the towel when, miraculously, led by the indomitable Ian Poulter of England, the lads from Europe threw everything at the Americans and somehow managed to win. Now, fair play to the likes of Phil Mickelson. He was a credit to ye and to all sportsmen all over the world as he applauded his European counterpart, Justin Rose, just after Justin Rose had drained a monster of a putt towards the end of their game. I watched the entire Sunday proceedings at home, along with a few of the lads, some Irish, some American. I'd sent out a message to them on the Sunday morning, proclaiming that the final day would be epic. Turns out I was right, which is actually rare enough these days, now that I'm remarried. Well, actually, credit where credit is due to she who must be obeyed, because upon seeing how utterly delirious I was with the Ryder Cup, didn't she up and she bought me some golf lessons that were on a special deal on the internet. I'm beginning to wonder now, though, if she feels that she has made a mistake, because long story short, I've become a golfer and she's now a golf widow. But I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I got myself a nice set of second-hand golf clubs that are in mint condition. I've been making great headway with my coach, Pete. He's from Australia. I've been telling the lads at home that my coach is related to the legendary Australian golfer, Greg Norman. Pete, my trainer, he was chuffed when I told him this. And then I told him that I was telling everybody at home that he was related to Greg Norman, being that he was his illegitimate son. Pete desperately hopes that this actually might turn out to be true. I was telling my brother at home recently that I can play a round of golf here at my local club and rent the golf cart, all for under $25. Well, the brother's flabber was never so ghasted. Jeepers, you couldn't rent the cart over here for that, not to mention put in the added extra expense of 18 holes of golf. I'm hoping that I can get enough practice in before the summer so that I can go home and play on some of the most famous golf courses in the world, which were in my backyard, really, as I grew up. Places like Ballybunion, Lahinch, Portmarnock, the old head of Kinsale, and Killarney. I know, I'm turning into a golf bore. Is this my midlife crisis? Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Noonan, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.